Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever beautiful, resting, healing planet of ours. This is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, here for another live episode of Inspired Living Radio. We have a very special guest calling in live from Germany with us on the line. I'm going to be bringing him on in just a few minutes here. But before we get started with this amazing show talking about the soul and the expression in our lives and mediumship, I wanted just to take this to all of the health that are now through this COVID-19, this global pandemic. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We see you, we honor you, we're holding space for you during these difficult times in our history. And I just wanted to start the podcast and the radio show off with that message of love and hope and healing, that this too shall pass. And sometimes we require elevation. In order to have that elevation, we may require a season of isolation, or as I like to say, sometimes the caterpillar or becomes the beautiful butterfly. If you do want to call into the live show, we will be opening the phone lines a little bit in the second half of the show. The Om Times Radio call-in line is 202-570-7057. If you want to work with me directly, you can visit my site at marklanehart.com or just internet search The Intuitive Prospector, and I'd love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual healing transformations and, of course, your own spiritual gold. You can also catch me every Monday morning live on Facebook and YouTube for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays and The Healing Cafe. That starts at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by The Healing Cafe at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's where I do live readings, Q&A, direct chats with you, and a whole lot of just what I say is spiritual awesomeness. If you want to follow any of the encore shows of Inspired Living Radio, you can follow us a few ways. The main page book, and that is called Inspired Living Radio. I'm at it now. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Inspired For Us. That is the number four, so Inspired For Us. And if you missed the live show, which is broadcasting right now every Wisdom Wednesday on the second and fourth week of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, all the shows go over to our encore shows or podcasts, and you can catch those at iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, marklanehart.com, and of course, you can find any of the shows through the Om Times archives. So again, if you want to post a question, if you have a question for myself or our special guest I'm going to be bringing on here in just a second, make sure to go to Facebook and post that question, monitoring that page for any questions that you may have. So without further ado, we'd like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration, and thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Inspired Living Radio. Wherever you may be in the globe, please be safe, please stay home, please be informed, stay in love. And with today, we're going to be bringing back to the show. He's been on the show. It's been a couple years now, but Paul Jacobs, who is a professional medium, he's also a tutor at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College, where I actually got to work and learn and get mentored by Paul just about 2 years ago now, and seeing how he teaches when it comes to mediumship. And we're going to be talking about several topics today, including the ingredients of the soul and the expression our lives and our mediumship, but also dealing with grief and loss and how spiritual and mediumship will unfold and transform through the great pandemic of the 21st century. Because we've got a lot of people moving into spirit, and you know, it kind of takes me back to after the Civil War, when mediumship became very big in the United States, where people started seeking out mediums to connect, including the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, sought out a medium to connect with their loved ones that had passed over. So a little bit about Paul. Paul has been in the world of spirit for many, many years, since 1983, when he had his first spiritual visit. It was back in 1983. It was a spiritual church he visited in Wolverhampton Church, which is in the West Midlands in England. And in his own words, he said it was like coming home. And he recognized that he had had and found something, but he didn't know what it was. And the lady talking for service was none other than Paul's great aunt, Lavinia, whom he had not seen for many years. And not knowing that she was a medium, it came as quite a surprise to him. A few months later, Lavinia introduced Paul to Longton Church and Gordon Higginson. And for those of you who don't know Gordon here in the States, he was a very well-known, accurate, evidential spiritual medium. And he was also the president of the church and the Spiritual National Union, and also a principal at the Arthur Findlay College, and one of the finest all-around mediums. To do a search on Gordon Higginson. 1993, so fast forward 10 years later, was in a very important year for Paul. And this year he became a tutor at the world famous Arthur Findlay College and has been teaching there for many, many years ever since. Well, like I said, I took a class with him 2 years ago. And that was a major step forward for him. From, you know, he had been in the previous 6 years, he had been organizing courses and how to teach. And then, unfortunately, his mentor, Gordon, passed into the world of spirit. And Paul took over as the president of Longden Church and also gave up his business to become a professional medium. Paul's main interest today is training mediums of tomorrow. To this end, he currently is setting up his own school for mediums. This is based in Amsterdam, Holland. He's also taking his mediumship out to the general public by demonstrating outside of the spiritualist movement, which includes spiritual churches. This is very important to him, as he wants as many people as possible to discover the reality of death and life after death, and that there is after death communications, and change the knowledge that you can bring to your own life. So Paul is certified in not only demonstrating evidential mediumship, but bringing through the essence and the evidence of a person that once lived. He also has certificates in public speaking, SNNU Tutor, which is the Spiritual National Union, and also a long service award for the SNU, the Spiritual National Union. Paul is well known around the world. We're honored and humbled to have him back here on Inspired Living Radio. I believe this may be your third show, Paul. I know you've been on a few times talking about just amazing topics, but welcome back, my friend, to Inspired Living Radio.
My pleasure, Mark. Happy to join you and your listeners.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, I wanted to announce that we do have Paul scheduled in September here in Seattle, Washington for a four-day workshop. We're keeping our COVID virus will disappear and go away, and that we can have Paul come in September. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can do that. And that'll be your first time coming to Seattle to teach in Seattle. So we're looking forward to having you here. And if by some chance we can't make it happen, we will find a way later in the year to make it happen, or in 2021. So Paul, thanks for being here. Did I miss anything on that bio?
No, you said more than I expected.
I want people to get to know you. You know, for those that don't know who you are and what you're about and how you teach, I really want people to understand the power of mediumship and how a message can change your life. You know, you said you walked into that church not knowing what the heck you got yourself into. Your great aunt was on the stage doing mediumship, and you're like, I'm home. You found your place. And I've always said mediumship, because I didn't think about mediumship years ago, and I didn't really know if I wanted to be a medium. Now, jump forward to today, I love doing the work and I love helping people and being in service to spirit. But what over the years has really, in your mind, has been some of the greatest gifts of doing this work? And why would somebody want to be a medium? Why would they want to work with a world unseen?
I really think it's not something we choose to do. I never set out to be a medium, even though I was interested subject of what spiritualism had to offer. And I just simply went along on a journey of discovery. And I think that's the best approach for anybody who has any inkling towards development of mediumship, to do the journey of discovery and just simply do it with joy. There's maybe too many sort of try to force and push the situation, and they start in a way wanting to, at the beginning, want to know what they're going to be, what they're going to do with it, and it actually in a way causes barrier and stops it happening. You know, I just enjoyed the journey and just to see how it unfolds, and then as it unfolds, the path before you will open up. Then, yes, of course, you have to make the conscious decision. Yes, this is what my soul's meant to do. You know, I sometimes say to people, you know, why do you want to be a medium? And they say, oh, we want to help people. We want to be of service. And I said, well, there's plenty of ways we can help other people in many other aspects and walks of life. But why as a medium? And often they get quite stumped by that question. But, you know, simply whatever we do in life to be fulfilled, satisfied and happy with what we're expressing in life, it's what our soul needs to do and express. It's the qualities that's there within our soul that we need to express. You know, if I look at all the thousands of messages I've given over the years, many people's problem in life are the same. The circumstances might be different, but their soul's not expressing what it needs to express to be fulfilled. Mediumship, everybody to be a medium, you know, and the quality, you know, the quality of the soul, you know, and one's no lesser or greater than the other. Somebody who's a nurse and doctor, how would the world cope today at this moment without those people who had that calling and quality of that caring, of wanting to help humankind in their difficult situations of things affecting their health and the physical body? Earthly life. What's a better calling and expression of your soul if that's your quality? So this process, whether it's a businessman, whether it's a politician, whether it's a teacher, we need people in all these aspects of life who have got that true quality of the power of the spirit they can express in those different walks and areas of life. That's what it's all about. One's no more important or lesser than the other.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners out there, you know, some are well aware of what mediumship is, but we do have some, you know, listeners out there that may just be hearing for the first time mediumship, or hearing somebody like yourself as a professional medium talking about the spirit world. How would you define mediumship compared to intuition or psychic, or what would you actually, and I already know this because I've seen you teach and I've been to the college, but for our listeners, how would you define mediumship?
As you started asking the question straight away, I thought we, you know, the psychic and the mediumship. But again, that's wrong because they're part of each other. Right? Mm-hmm. I wish I had a little bit of a spat on Facebook. I said, why do people keep advertising themselves as psychic mediums? Mm-hmm. Because it's confusing the general public who don't know the subject. So when they see a psychic medium advertised, you know, know what to expect, you know. So I said to people, why don't you put psychic stroke medium, or mm-hmm. psychic and medium, or medium and psychic? So a psychic really is the development of that intuition that we all have, and if we develop and train that, we've all really, it comes from the Greek word soul, so we've all got a soul, so we can all be psychic, and I believe there's no limitations. One's own mind and having the right training. There's nothing wrong with the psychic level. It's an important part of our work. That's the level we use when people are having difficulties living in this material and physical world, and we can help them through that psychic reading. Also, what I find useful on the psychic level, which I love teaching, which I do courses on, in people of understanding their own soul and also the colours of the soul and the quality of the soul. It's very useful for helping people who are lost, and particularly young people who don't know where to go in life or feel the fit in life, how to express themselves in life. If we as a sensitive psychic can experience their soul, we can find the quality of their soul that will give them maybe that direction that will help them feel fulfilled. You know, just a quick little example. I remember a young man in Switzerland, and I was speaking to him saying about how he was moving home in another area, starting a new job in a small office, and he said yes. And I said, "You're making a big mistake." And he says, "Oh, please don't say that. My father has set it all up for me." I said, "That's why it's a mistake. It's what your father wants for you. But looking at the quality of his soul," I said, "you should be going into social welfare, psychology, you know, healing." And he said to me, "I've often felt within me that I'd like to do something like that." I said, "Well, that's your soul telling you what you need to express. So you've got two choices now. Do what your father wants or do what and be unhappy, or do what your soul wants and feel happy and fulfilled." So then, you know, if we move to mediumship, it works in exactly the same way. So when I'm working psychically, so there within the soul, so the soul is the vehicle of the emotion, the spirit, and the higher consciousness, the higher mind that survives physical death. So those three ingredients of my soul blends with the sitter's soul and those ingredients. And then when it comes to working mediumistically, it's the same thing. We just move it up a gear, and it's my soul and those with the soul of the person who's passed over into the spirit world.
I love that. And when we come back, we're going to have our first break. I think we'll pick back up on the other side of this break, getting into the essence and the ingredients of the soul. And I'm looking forward to that. So we'll be back here in 2 minutes. So stick around. This is Inspired Living Radio with our special guest today, Paul Jacobs, calling in from Germany. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio and welcome back. We had to make a quick change just to shore up our connection. So you may have been hearing some voices coming through, or maybe that was just Paul and I being on the line and the voices coming through to connect with us anyway. But we have a better connection, and we have Paul Jacobs, professional medium, AFC tutor, calling in from Germany. So it's late his time. So we do appreciate him taking the time out of his evening to spend the next 40 minutes with us. And before the break, Paul, you were setting us up for ingredients of the soul and the difference of
working
with the psychic energy and the intuition, and then working into that mediumship of somebody that once lived, moved into the spirit world, and connect with now as a professional medium. So let's pick that up. Let's talk about the ingredients of this soul and the expression in our lives and our mediumship and all of that.
Yeah. Okay, so if we just finish off that on that mediumistic level, it's not about giving you all the answers about the problems of your life and telling your fortune. It's about giving that evidence that the soul has survived physical death, and that through the soul surviving, we still have individuality, because it's the soul that gives that individuality to the spirit within our soul mind, so our memories are still alive and still continue, and also our emotions. And the mediumship is supposed to be giving evidence that our loved ones are still alive and well, that they've gone nowhere, that the spirit world isn't something separate from us. It's just beyond those physical senses, but also to give evidence that there's another mind, another intelligence taking place behind that communication. So really, what we've got to speak about, the reality of it, is the soul and the spirit, that divine power and essence of life, that is our real being, that is eternal, is the reality. In a way, it's the physical, that is the illusion, and that will one day be put to one side and return to the earth, like anything else that belongs to the physical world. So really, you know, the understanding and awareness of the soul, whether it's in your mediumship or in your own everyday life, is important. And if we could all, whether we want to be a medium or not, be able to go within ourselves, you know, if we look at words from some of the great prophets from past religions, you know, Buddha said the temple of heaven is within. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. So we don't need to go running to places and people outside of us. If we could only just go within our being and to the center of our soul and awaken that divine power we understand as God, and be able to look at our own qualities, the experiences that we've lived and expressed, and in heighten and allow those qualities that are good of what we've expressed and that are there within us that maybe we've had barriers with, we can come alive and live and express through the soul. This world will be a better place, and we will be feeling more happier and satisfied within ourselves and fulfilled in this life that we live. So that's very important in our own life, but also those who want to be mediums need to do that, and it's the foundation to the development and unfoldment of their mediumship. Because if they cannot understand their own soul or truly recognize all that they are, all that they've been, and all that they can be, how on earth can they understand a soul on a psychic level when they're giving a reading of a recipient, let alone understand of a soul that's moved beyond the physical senses to communicate with? They're not going to be able to. So it is the foundation to have this knowledge, understanding, and relationship and expression of one's own soul in life and in your mediumship for it to reach its true development and unfoldment.
Well said, well said.
and refresh my memory. I don't know if you said this or if Gordon said this or I heard this from somebody else, but many are called, but few are chosen. And
yes,
refresh my memory. Is that you or was that Gordon?
Well, actually, Gordon said it, but I use the words often.
Yeah.
And, you know, because if people want to develop mediumship, you know, we've got to be strong. I don't think people realize how strong we've got to be, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. That strength to be able to deal with this everyday life and be able to keep that spiritual awareness, which is not easy in this difficult physical world, times, you know, even myself with my knowledge and understanding I have, I still have difficulty in expressing and taking on board some of those spiritual things that we're supposed to be living and expressing. You know, even last night, you know, I had much in thought. I still find difficult and hard to have forgiveness. You know, I do my best, I try with it, but it's a difficult one, you know. So we've got to have this strength there on all these levels with our being if we're going to be a medium. But also, you know, if we have this awareness of this power, which is divine, call it God, call it what you want within, and allow it to come alive and be a reality within your life, then the spirit world can help us without a medium. You know, that power, you know, we can listen to the advice, that small, still, silent voice within. That power can move us, direct us, uphold us. It's a power that loves us, cares for us, understands us, and will give us that strength, will motivate us and uphold us in all that we do. So it's very important. And really, this is the main message of mediumship. Please don't get me wrong. I love the work where we can help people to bring that understanding, help them with their pain and anger, with their grief and loss of a loved one. But the greater message beyond that is hopefully through that communication, and this is where I sometimes think we're failing, and I include myself in that, so I'm not just thinking about other people, is that really if that communication or a contact between a recipient and their loved one in the spirit world really does that job, then that communication should touch the recipient soul and bring a change where they cannot see life the same, and help them then and motivate them and inspire them to go on their own personal journey to find that reality and relationship of the spirit, and that's something divine we know as God. People haven't got people can have the mediumistic faculty, but unless they can do this groundwork or cover these aspects I've been speaking about, they won't have the strength or the power to continue and reach their potential and do the work of the spirit in the way it needs to manifest.
Yeah, it's that relationship with the spirit world and the relationship with self too. You know, when I started down this path, it's not at all what I thought it was going to be. You know, there's a lot of transformational work within ourselves, a lot of healing work. You said you're working on forgiveness within your own path and developing that stronger spiritual relationship, but also, like you said, to be strong here in the physical plane, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally. You know, those are all aspects that I, you know, when I got into this, I had no idea what I was in store for. So, but yeah, I do love the work now. I do love to be in service. I do love to help, but you're right. It's that one message, you know, that can change a person's life. It can change their behavior. It can change the way they think about life, their belief system, you know, the feeling of the spirit world or a loved one, you know, mom or dad that's come through. And you know, getting to that very evidential information is something that both you and other mentors and teachers at the college have helped me to aspire within my own work. Just, you know, and I see it here in the United States, unfortunately, I see a lot of generalities as far as, oh, they come forward and they say they love you. That's great. But where's that essence of the soul, like you're talking about, that really changes them to go, there's no way he could have known that. There's, you know, it's that belief that, yes, my mom or my dad or, you know, somebody that they love is speaking to them through a medium going, wow, that is life-changing. I will kind of reevaluate my own life and I will reevaluate my belief systems and how I see mediumship in the spirit world. And unfortunately, here in the States, I see a lot of standards that are a lot lower, I guess I should say. As a member of the SNU, you know, been going to the college for over a decade now, I just see a lot of, I don't know what the right word is, Paul, but I see just a lot of loosey-goosey stuff when it comes to mediumship and people, you know, not respecting and having that relationship and that dedication and that discipline to work with the spirit world and just kind of get in a way of generalities.
I think there's several reasons that's causing that, Mark. It's one, you know, we have people that do one demonstration or one contact and then they feel they're ready to start teaching. So I'll be honest with you that, you know, there's a lot of teaching today which doesn't help people fulfill the true potential, because people, and also a lot of people coming into this don't want to do the groundwork that we've spoken about. And if we go back in the earlier years, you know, if I look at the 10 years of, first 10 years of my work, you know, I'd be lucky if I got £5 and a cup of tea for a demonstration, you know. So it wasn't about money or earning a living. And if you look at the mediums that were about when I came into this, I'm not saying they didn't get a small token fee, but it wasn't a career to earn their living from. And don't get me wrong, again, I'm not criticising anybody, because it's also my, in a way, I suppose, if you want to call career, and I earn my living from it. But today, a lot of people set out right from the beginning wanted it as a career change and as a business. And I don't believe it's meant for everybody to be a full-time medium, you know. So in the past, it was more and more just of being of service, you know. And then again, that doesn't mean it's wrong for us to earn our living and be our full-time work. But we've got to make sure, though, we never lose sight of our motive and intent of why we're doing it. You know, money or fame cannot be the top of your list of the reason why you're doing it, you know. So I think this is the two things we've got to look at. And then also, you know, again, if they don't do that groundwork, like we're saying, we can't separate the psychic and the mediumship, they're part of each other. But if we don't spiritualize that psychic faculty, then again, we're not going to then spiritualize our mediumship, which can enhance our mediumship and bring that better quality. And I think a lot of times, if I look at a lot of students, you know, with good potential, what holds them back in reaching a better quality, you know, you were just speaking about generalities. And what we've got to look at is it's basically that a lot of students, when they're training and even working mediums, one, they don't trust enough. They're scared of being wrong. Well, that's mm-hmm. going to take away from the depth of information you can give. You know, I know in America, I hear the words quite often saying, oh, there's a reference to this or there's a significance to that. And then they throw it away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the real evidence is, what is the reference? What is the significance of what they're mentioning? You know, so, you know, I could say, oh, there's a man here and there's a significance to do with the boat. Well, you know, if you've got an audience of 100 people, there's probably about 25, 30 people could put their hands up. But what is the significance? Was it their hobby? Was it their work? Was it a speedboat? Was it an oil tanker? You know, they're not taking it to the next stage and unfolding the communication. And also, what a lot of people do, you know, especially say with the clairvoyant pictures, even through the feelings, they may get something, they say one thing, a general statement, and they throw it away, and their mind goes searching for something different. If they only stayed with what they were given and unfold the story and the evidence behind it, the spirit world don't really have to give anything else. I always say the spirit world will give you as little as possible to give you as much as possible. You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, if I've got a man with a horse, and that's significant. I can probably do a whole contact and build a story of him and his life on that subject.
Yeah, and that's what I love about, you know, the training too, the discipline and the development and the years of allowing this unfoldment of this relationship with the spirit world. And, you know, I know it's helped me tremendously going, you know, when I started mediumship, I just wanted to talk to my brothers. I didn't even know if this was real, to be honest with you. You know, I come from a very left brain, analytical, logic thinking and a background career of that type of work. And so for me, it was very hard to get into that place of trust that you talk about, to trust something that you're like, is this my imagination or is this really somebody connecting with me? But you're right. Once you follow that trust and that development and that discipline and that relationship builds, the story unfolds where you're actually becoming the storyteller. And it is quite amazing. And I know you use the words clairvoyance and clairsentience. And I know that that really helped me. The one time I have worked with you at the college and studied under you, you really had me work on clairsentience versus the clairvoyance, which I, you know, I see a lot with my clairvoyance. But it was very helpful. Yeah, so when we... I was going to say, when we come back, because we're going to have our second break coming up here in just a second. But when we come back, okay. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about clairvoyance and clairsentience and the feeling of the spirit world. And I also want to talk about your quote about every medium has to become their own teacher, because I have found that to be a very powerful statement, and there's a lot of truth to that. So we're going to go to our second break here. They're perfect timing. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with our special guest, Paul Jacobs, AFC tutor and professional medium, joining us here today from Germany. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show, where we have special guest, AFC tutor, professional medium, Paul Jacobs, joining us live from Germany. And if you want to learn more about Paul and the amazing healing, transformative work he does with mediumship, whether it's at the college or one of his workshops around the world. I know he's always on the go. I always see his posts about traveling or being stuck at the airport or missing a flight. You can go to mediumpauljacobs.com. You can also find his bio at the Arthur Findlay College. And you also have your school that you're for mediums, your school for mediums in Amsterdam, Holland. Do you want to talk about that just real quick? And then I want to get into clairsentience, clairvoyance, and why it's important that every medium has to become their own teacher. Okay, so we lost the connection with Paul, so we'll just wait for him to see if we can get him back on the line. A lot of energy on the line today, a lot of energy with connection with technology, and you know, you get a medium on
okay.
the line. There he is. There you go. Okay, welcome back, Paul. I was just saying, I was just talking about your school and how people can get in touch with you at mediumpauljacobs.com, but also just to talk a little bit about your school for mediums in Amsterdam, Holland, and what you're doing currently. And then I want to pick up why
Amsterdam was many years ago. It's now in Hanover, Germany.
Oh, okay. All right. So Hanover, Germany. And they can just get to you all the information at your site, though, which is mediumpauljacobs.com.
That's right, yes.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you for that. And then before the break, we lost the connection there, but I was talking about your quote about every medium has to become their own teacher. And I think that's really important because I see a lot of people trying to emulate and be like somebody else. And, you know, whether it's a very famous medium or somebody that's on television, why do you feel it's important that every medium has to become their own teacher in their development and relationship with the spirit world?
Well, first, I can remember when Gordon Higginson first took me out to do my first demonstrations, and he said to me, Paul, the real learning now begins. And I said, what do you mean? I've just spent nearly 6 years in development and training. And he says, no, the real learning begins now. And I certainly discovered and found that, because once we start working in the real situation, we're going to experience all sorts of aspects that may be positive, but also many negative experiences, what can happen in a contact. And you need to be able to use those experiences positively and negatively in a constructive way to help you move forward with your mediumship. And to be honest with you, you know, and Gordon always said, the day you think you've arrived, there's only one way after that, and that's down. And, you know, we've got to be constantly wanting to enhance and move forward. You know, I think I would call it a day if I didn't think I couldn't have new experience, that there still wasn't room to grow in what I do and the quality in what I do. So, you know, so in a way, we've got to be our own teacher, because, you know, those experiences through our mediumship are our own personal experiences. It's often when somebody says to me, can you explain this experience? I said, I can if I've had that experience. If I haven't had that experience, that's difficult for me to do. I can maybe give you the possibility. So when I have worked with my mediumship, I always, we've got to do it in a positive, constructive way, but also we've got to be able to do it in an honest way. So first of all, I'll always give myself a tap on the shoulder, an acknowledgement that what went well, and especially if I felt a contact that made a difference and touched somebody. But then in the things that may have not have been so positive, or the difficulties, I look at, what did I do I shouldn't have done, or what didn't I do I should have done. So, you know, so we've got to do that individually. Also, you know, I spend time also sitting on my own and going within my own soul and speaking to the spirit, not that I'm conscious of a spirit individual or a guide, and I speak to them about my mediumship. I ask them to work on things for me, or I speak to them about problems and difficulties I've had in my mediumship. You know, so, you know, we've got to keep continually trying to move forward and keep the quality we already have, but also in enhancing that quality. You know, it is really important. So in a way, your development never stops, but there's only really you as an individual that can do it. It's not for somebody outside of you or separate from you. It has to be that personal aspect of the teaching within yourself and with the Spirit.
Yeah, I like that. Quality versus quantity. Maybe that's what the words I was looking for earlier in the show, as far as just the commercialism of mediumship versus that quality that we're looking for in the work that we do. And for our listeners,
if I can also say,
go ahead.
God, I remember Gordon saying to me, my first demonstration ever, when he put me on the platform, I'll be honest with you, I struggled. And at the end, he told me everything I'd done wrong. But then he said to me, but Paul, always remember, the whole demonstration was worthwhile for that one contact. He says, and as long as in that demonstration you touch one person and make a difference, it's all been worthwhile. But because we're human, because of the ego, we want everything to go well. We want everybody to think we're marvelous and wonderful, you know, because that's the human part of us, you know. It's natural, you know. So, I wouldn't mind you mentioned about the clairvoyance, Mark, yeah?
Yeah. Clairsentience and clairvoyance. I'm just going to say, your DEM sounds a little bit easier than mine at the college. I was actually told it was a good DEM. That may work in the United States, but that's not how we do it here. Get off the stage. which was a great learning experience for me, you know, with tipping my, you know, toe in the water of mediumship. And I'll always remember that first DEM that you do, you know, in the library there is where I did it. But yeah, I want to talk about, for a teaching opportunity for our listeners, because some out there may be listening and not know what mediumship is for the very first time. And you're a professional and hearing, you know, what you're talking about, they may say, how do I start this process? How do I trust? How do I know it's not my imagination? How do I know that there is a spirit person here that's trying to connect with me? You know, how do I use my clairvoyance? How do I use my clairsentience? I know you work with me specifically on helping develop my clairsentience, because I work a lot with my clairvoyance and my mediumship, and it was very beneficial. But for our listeners out there, I think it would be beneficial for them to hear from you. What are some starting points, and how do you develop with mediumship and build, become your own teacher?
What we've got to realize, first of all, for most people and for most mediums, our experience in communication is what we call on a subjective level, where from within our soul and our sensitivity, we can feel the essence or that personality, that there's a change, that there's somebody there. And if we can get that blending soul to soul, so we, through that sensing, we can feel the emotion and the essence of the communicator. I tell people, except unless I'm doing set rigid exercises to get people to understand clairvoyance, and if you get that soul-to-soul blending with that emotion and the power of the communicator, then if the faculty of clairvoyance is with you, or it's operating at that time, or that's the faculty the spirit world need to use, then you will have this clairvoyant imagery, particularly, which I like, of objects and scenes that can give us practical evidence. But what a lot of people do in the beginning, even further along the journey, which I discourage, most people have this need to see somebody, and all they do is cause a barrier or create the image themselves through their own imagination, but also it makes them be in their conscious mind. So I always advise people not to try and see somebody from the spirit world. You're better to get that soul-to-soul blending and feel and experience the essence of that person, which you don't really get if you're working on a psychic level as much. And then the pictures will come naturally rather than forcing them. But I would rather, you know, for me, it make no difference if I didn't see anybody from the spirit world again. I would rather have an object or a scene that will tell me the story of their work, their hobbies, their interests, specific memories, gestures, objects of exchange that are important, rather than holding on an image in my mind and saying there's a man here about 5'10", he's about 12 stone, bit thin on air on top. So really with the physical description, I don't go over top with it. But if you begin your contact wanting that vision, then your mind, you're focused on this vision in your mind, and then your mind interferes. If we went more for the soul blending of the feeling, then we get that stronger bond and connection with the communicator, then the imagery then will just fall and happen naturally. I'm a strong clairvoyant. I love my clairvoyant imagery. But when I'm actually working, I don't deliberately try to see anything, because at that particular moment, my faculty of clairvoyance might not be working, or the clairvoyant type of evidence may not be what the communicator and recipient want and need. So I'm then going to then cause a problem in my head, because we've got to realise that there's, you know, different recipients and communicators need different type of information or communication. So some would need a more emotional and feeling contact, and then other people need a more practical evidential contact. So what I say to students is, if we can try and incorporate both, so I try and do both in my contacts if possible, so I don't decide which I'm going to start with. I automatically go for the blending with the feeling soul to soul, and if no picture comes straight away, then I work with the clairsentience, the feeling, the emotion, and the essence, and then the intents there, that as I'm working with that, the spirit world will then naturally bring in the clairvoyant image to add a little bit of practical. Or as I go to begin the contact and do the blending, a picture might come automatically without me trying at the beginning. So I'll then start with the practical evidence, but then I will bring in the feeling and the essence and the emotion. So how much is practical and how much is on an emotional level should depend on the need of the recipient and the communicator. But I don't decide which one comes first. Then I try to add the other. So, you know, it's bringing together. And often, I think this is also where we've gone wrong. We try to separate the clairsentience, the clairvoyance, the clairaudience. Even though they are three different faculties, they're all part of each other. And I wish people wouldn't put themselves in a fixed, narrow box. You know, some mediums say, oh, I'm clairvoyant. Oh, I'm clairsentience. I'm clairaudience. When I work, I say, I'm like a bag of licorice all sorts. I never know how I'm going to work, how I'm going to receive it, and what evidence I'm going to bring. And this has been also, I think, where we've gone wrong with the teaching. And I've been just as bad, but I've changed on it. And, you know, we're teaching what people should give as evidence, and even the way they should receive it, and what order. How limiting to the spirit world, how controlling, and also how boring. And that's why, you know, I can sometimes listen to mediumship, and I can guarantee what the medium's going to say next, because they've got the same shopping list of what they're going to give. Even though it's scary, I never know when I begin the contact what the evidence is going to be to begin with, and to clue, and I never know how I'm going to begin and how I'm going to receive it. So what we've got to look at is going back to putting naturalness first, and even though technique and structure is important, it comes second. So when I work, I say to the spirit world, I surrender, I trust, bring me whatever evidence you want to bring in whatever way I can receive it, then depending what happens, then we'll decide what technique and structure I put into place. And I think we need to get back a little bit more to the naturalness. And in this teaching we're doing, you know, stop coming up with all these restrictive formulas that are narrow-minded. And also, I feel there's a lot of exercises we do today in this that I look at them as party games. You know, we've got to do exercises that will enhance that development, and in the way that they need to use the faculties of their mediumship in the real situation. And, you know, often people say, I will put you in the class, put the classes in categories of beginners, intermediates and advanced. And that's difficult to do. You can have somebody who's new to this, but their mediumship is really already there on the top surface. And, you know, you can actually have good results with them, more so than some of what we call the advanced students. And sometimes with the advanced students, I have difficulties with, because I have to, in a way, break down the rigid mindset that they're into and break down some of maybe what I look as not so good habits or bad habits, whichever way you want, and reset the mind. So that's not easy to do in one day or one week's course. And that's why I like to do the progressive. But I don't teach the beginners anything different to what I teach the advanced. Why learn one way when you're a beginner and then a different way when you're an intermediate and then a different way when you're an advanced student? The only difference is that maybe in the beginning we're a little bit more coaxing, a little bit more gentler with you, but still, in a way, I still teach the same thing. But if I've got advanced students who are like people who sort of novice mediums or even starting to go out in their own way, I shouldn't have to wear kindergarten gloves, you know. Got to be an honesty, there's got to be a discipline. And often when people come into this field, they want all this to be all this love and light and floaty. Well, you know, why should mediumship be any different to any other ability somebody has and trains and develops to become professional? They have to go through discipline and discipline and discipline and discipline. And sometimes,
Paul, we're going to have to leave it right there. Okay. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Thank you, my friend. Never try to be anybody else. You only be second best. Paul Jacobs, mediumpauljacobs.com. Thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back for another episode here until our next soul adventure together. Be kind, caring, compassionate, and dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. Thanks, Paul. I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Take care.
Okay. God bless, everyone. God bless. Thank you.